I'm desperate for you. This is my daily bread. Amen. Please be seated. Message of Christmas. Praise the Lord because His love endures forever. Praise the Lord because He has come to visit us. We see that God, the lawgiver, came to the earth to put Himself under His own law to fulfill it. To fulfill the law Himself He made. He came in the form of as a man in this earth. As we heard, He sent His Son. Why? To set us free. We were like slaves. And Christ has to pay a price to redeem us from the bondage of sins. To redeem us from the law of the basic principle of this world. We were slaves, and our master was Satan. Jesus said, the time has come that the prince of this world will be cast away. The prince of this world, Satan. We were walking according to our ways. We were working according to the pleasure of this world, sinners. But God, who always is in search of us to bring us home, send His Son, so we may be free, no like slave, but adopted children, adopted Son of God. We see in our love that adopted children have got the same right of belongings. Children have to wait until the death of their father to get to be the heirs of that possession. But with Christ Jesus, straight away as He redeemed us with His blood, we became straight away heirs of the belonging of our Heavenly Father. We have not to wait because He won't die, He's alive. And we are part of the kingdom. We are part in the possession of our God, which is eternal life. We've been adopted with the blood of the Lamb. That Lamb, the one who was born in a manger, in poverty. The one that the word, the message went spread. First, God singled a group of people, the vulnerable people, who were the shepherds. But we have to ask ourselves, why He singled those people? Because at that time, the shepherd was considered as disdain. They had no consideration. They are living in the farm, looking after their sheep. And God wanted them to be the first messenger of the Messiah's birth. He went to give them that message. Peace. on earth to the people. The peace that God gives, it is not according to ourselves, but God will. Himself bringing peace. Imagine when Cain killed his brother Abel, God asked him, "Where are you?" It is not the murderer who went to look for God, but God is always after us, looking us. He wants to bring us home. And this message, God sent His Son just to redeem us, to bring us home, because we are sinners. And we see, He will single this group who was looking after the sheep, because early on, the sheep had died for the shepherds. They have to bring the sheep to the temple, so they have to immolate the sheep for the sin of people. When we read in the Bible, when we read, we will see that. They offered the sacrifice of sheep to redeem us from our sins. But here is the shepherd himself who plans to die for the sheep. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He planned to die. And He said, "There is no greater love than to give His life for those you love." When we read in John chapter 10, verses 11, we will see that. Jesus Christ came to save us from the bondage of sins. And this message, when we receive that, how do we react? Do we follow what He's asking us to do? We have got three people here. The message was said first to Zechariah, a priest. The angel told him, "Your wife will have a child." But he doubted. He said, "We are advanced in age. We are old. How can it happen?" And what the angel said, "Because you doubt it, you won't speak. You're going to lose your speech until everything has been performed." And it was what happened. But put yourself in Zechariah's skin. You are older. You have got no strength, energy to have a child. How are you going to react? Myself, I would react like him. I will ask, "But I'm old." Why? Because he doubted the power, salvation of God. He was a priest. He would trust God. Because he was not him, but the word came from God. But he doubted God. And he was punished until what has to happen, happens. We have got another person who is Mary. When the angel told them, you will bear a child of God, Mary said, "How is it going to happen? Because I know no man." The angel said, "The Spirit of God will come upon you." And Mary humbled herself. "Let it be done according to the will of God." And the will of God was what was done. And the third, we have got the shepherds. When they heard that message, they didn't doubt. This scripture tells us they asked it to go and see. And they went and saw what they were told. And they related also what the angel told them. After they found Jesus, they went on praising God. God is love endures forever. Praising God. But the question is, we as a redeemed people, after we have heard the message of God, what do we do? How do we react? Because His message is true, is real. What He promised happened. And when we hear His message, what do we do? Are we Zechariah? Are we Mary? Or are we the shepherds? As he redeemed the people at this period of pandemic, we are losing hope. We are becoming like vulnerable people. But God is visiting us. God is giving us strength with his word. And what do we do? Do we praise God? Do we bring peace even though we don't see our brother so often? Do we send them that peace? Do we comfort them with the word of God that is there? Is a God suffering with his people? He suffered with us. He saw that we were under the bondage of sin, and he sent his son to set us free from that bondage so we may be called adopted son. And what do we do with the word of God? The shepherds found Christ, Messiah, they praise him. And we, after finding Christ, after hearing the word of God, what do we do? This is the question that we have to ask ourselves. What do we do? Amen.